Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, December the 8th, 2025, 16 minutes past the hour. And what a time the fruitcake toss is going to be this coming Thursday, 7 p.m., December the 11th. All right, let's run down this list again. And we do want to thank the Industrial Channel for providing Buckeye Donuts from the famous Buckeye Donut in Columbus, Ohio. All right, we're going to run down the list. Caller, hang there for a second. Here's the list as we have it. Chip, Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Weslyn Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thaddeus Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, Miranda McGinnis, Mayor Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the Fire Department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Parker, Tara Dyer, the Salvation Army bell ringer, Heather Hill, Allison Russo, Rob Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff, Dana Martin, Buckeye Guy, Ben Weber, Colleen Marshalls, Pastor Steve Whitaker, Jim Jordan, Tracy Richardson, Glenn Coble, Santa Claus, Kent Halloran, the Grinch himself, Terry Tackett, and Naomi's son. Go ahead, caller.
I'm offended with all this Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, this and that. What about Festivus for the rest of us?
An old Seinfeld throwback.
That's right. We need to have airing of grievances and feats of strength.
You know, I am interested in how people get offended by Happy Holidays. They don't really get offended if you say Merry Christmas, but if you say Happy Holidays, people think you're trying to avoid Christmas, which with me, I'm not trying to avoid Christmas. I would say Merry Christmas. I'm just trying to encompass the new year.
Well, it's like the woke. Those are the same people when you see somebody, commercial signs it, and you don't see it that often anymore. Xmas. Happy Xmas. Do you know what X is in Greek? It's Christos. And people think, oh, you're taking Christ out of Christmas. When in fact, X, Greek for Christos. So it's not. It's just some people's ignorance go well beyond their nose.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes, unfortunately, but you know, there we are. I tell you, this list is very, very good right now.
It sounds like if the weather cooperates, we're going to have a damn good time. And those who don't, well, it's their own fault.
Well, and like I said, the weather, I don't see any rain in the forecast for Thursday. I don't see any snow. I mean, other than a flurry here or there, which is not a huge problem. It's not 0 degrees, so nobody's going to be freezing to death. We're only out there for an hour. So it's you know, typical December weather. It actually sounds perfect. 2 years ago, we had weather like this. No rain, no snow, just a chilly night, you know, right around 30 degrees. It's not bad. It's not bad once you get out there.
Nope, and, you know, for milling about, and if there are that many people, there's going to be, even though you may be 2 or 3 feet from each other, there's going to be body heat from all of those bodies out there too.
Oh, absolutely. And people stand together and watch, so it'll be a fine time. It's going to be a good time coming up there.
How do you set this up? Are you running a kind of like hash marks from the east end of the parking lot to the west end, or the south to the north? What's the setup going to be like?
We go from the south to the north, and the markers, I believe, are every 10 feet. And they we set those next to the building so they don't blow, so there's no wind. And 70 foot is where the Christmas tree will be, and that's usually right past the building.
So nobody's going to be able to toss a fruitcake into the back parking lot of Pizza Hut.
No, that'd be well over 70 feet. Usually, yeah. 70 feet is right before the dumpster.
You have judges then that will mark.
There's somebody who runs down and yells back the footage, and then also brings back the fruitcake, because the fruitcake does not bust. I mean,
you have fruitcake retrievers.
We do. We certainly do.
Now, will the people that are there, those who aren't participating, will they be lining up kind of like on the sidelines to watch the cake fly?
Yeah, usually that's what happens. The building is where the markers are, and then there's a path left for the fruitcake toss, usually about, I'd say, 12 feet, so in case it would veer off to one side. And then on the other side is usually where the hot chocolate and all that is, the donuts. We have a table out there. And that the people usually stand next to the table and watch the cakes being flown.
We don't want to have a remake of Grandma Got Run Over by the Reindeer. Grandma got run over. Grandma got hit by a fruitcake.
No. And I'll tell you, this is the sixth year. Nobody's ever been injured. Nothing's ever been broken. No vandalism's ever been done.
And no fruitcake has ever been killed.
No, they don't even... I think in the 6 years we've been doing this, I think we've only went through 2 fruitcakes.
Wow.
Yeah, now, they're heavy duty.
What happens to the fruitcake when the toss is all over?
Well, we usually save it and use it the following year. Unless it breaks.
Holy cow, that'd be... you're tossing a brick. Well, it's almost a brick anyway.
Oh, no, they do not get any harder than they already are. I've got a fruitcake here in the studio. It's got to be well over a year old. It's still like it was on day one. They're disgusting, you know. And I'll tell you, it's interesting, because I ran into a guy in the grocery store the other day who... he just started talking to me about fruitcake, so obviously he's aware of my dislike of fruitcakes. I didn't know who he was, but a very nice man.
Mm. Well, you're going to go down in history. There are two people I'm going to try to get a hold of, but at this late date, they're either on the East Coast or the West Coast.
Oh, who's that?
I'm sure they wouldn't be able to make it, but possibly for next year.
Oh, that's good. Well, is there anybody, because we don't want to, we've got quite a VIP list here, as well as just a good list of people. I don't want to forget anybody, and at this late date, there still is time to get them involved. And I'm trying to think of anybody who has been neglected on this list.
Well, I would like to see... you know who Tyrus is?
Titus.
Tyrus.
Oh, Tyrus. Who's Tyrus?
Tyrus. He used to be a wrestler.
No, I don't know who Tyrus
is. He's on Gutfeld.
Oh, no, I don't know him.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. He was over in Loudonville back in October.
Oh, okay.
Some of these folks are kind of getting close. If we knew, does Columbus still have the funny bone?
Last I knew, they did.
Might be interested to see if we could snag somebody of notoriety that would be at the Funny Bone this week to make it for Thursday.
You know, somebody should track down Jerry Lucas, because I just saw him at an Ohio State, I think it was it a basketball game not too long ago, and they have just put a statue of him in front of the stadium down there, and I think this is right up Jerry Lucas's alley, and he looked good. He looked like he's still in good shape.
Something just came to me, but...
Do you know Jerry Lucas?
I know who he is, yeah. I was thinking of an Olympian that was decathlon, but is now female, or half female, half... wouldn't you flip if you could get Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner?
I'm just saying, Jerry Lucas, I bet he would not be hard to track down at this point. And
he's in his 80s.
He is in his 80s, but I just saw him about a month ago. He looked good. He's still going to games. They have the statue dedicated in his honor. And I bet he would not be that hard to find. I bet not. He'd be a good one.
Is Colleen a for sure?
I don't know about Colleen yet. I sent her the message, and I have not, I don't think she's responded yet.
I would think that Channel 4 or any news organization out of Columbus, this is such, it's fair to say, a unique event.
Well, and also
no
the fact. Well, and also the fact that Larry Barnett will be there, celebrating the 50th year. You should call down there. I'm sure there's somebody in the office. See if they'll send a truck up here.
Or we'll just send my footage to them.
Well, there you go.
It'd be nice to have Colleen on camera talking about it. You know.
Well, you could call down there, and I'm sure you could get to her.
But she doesn't come in till late afternoon.
No, I think she comes in earlier than you think.
Well, 4 o'clock if you're lucky.
Oh, no. She's there a lot earlier than that.
Not the last I knew, but...
I was just down there and did an interview with her back...
We'll give it a try.
We'll see what happens.
We'll give it a try.
All right.
Okay, to a better tomorrow.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Well, somebody should call... If you know somebody in Columbus media... You really should tip them off, because you know they get all those bad stories about Marion, and God forbid we have another bad story. We don't need another bad story. We want a good story. So if you know somebody in the Columbus media and they want a really, really, really good holiday story, this is the place to be. Thursday night, 7 o'clock here in Marion. You know, they come down here for all that that other rigmarole. So it'd be nice to have them here for this type of rigmarole. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Call all your contacts in Columbus Media and get them here for the big fruitcake toss, because it's something they are not going to want to miss for love nor money. All right, so does anybody have anything to say about the fruitcake toss, or would you like to nominate somebody else? The more the merry. The more the merrier. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss it here. Or do you have an opinion on Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas? This seems to be the drama of the holiday season, Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas. Oh, and I'll tell you something else that's the drama of the holiday season. It's the Grinch meals at McDonald's. Now, I'm telling you, the building McDonald's is wrecked. During the day. Over the weekend, the building was wrapped, and everybody there had a Grinch meal. I tried to stop there and get a beverage on Saturday, and in the summer, when school's in, when school's out, busy times, non-busy times, I never saw anything Saturday like the line that was wrapped around that building. These Grinch meals are, and I was told that's what's causing the stir. People are coming in there wanting the Grinch meals. They want their Grinch box. They want their Grinch cup. They want their Grinch socks. Who would have ever thought this Dr. Seuss character could rejuvenate the McDonald's business. I think that's fascinating. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, they're giving away socks with those meals.
Yes, but I mean, truly, Saturday, you know, I like to get a beverage, and I was out Saturday running some errands, and I was out most of the day. And every single time I passed it at like 1 o'clock, I passed the 95 McDonald's, I passed it at like probably 6, 7 o'clock, and maybe even 8 o'clock, and the building was wrapped. And I was...
Those are peak hours on a Saturday before Christmas. Saturday before Christmas.
I asked.
During the holiday season.
No, because the last time through, I thought, what is going on here today? Because I've never noticed this. No other business was busy on Saturday. I could go down to Burger King. I could go to Wendy's. Little Caesars had nobody in the line. Seven Brew.
Grinch socks. Hello.
Exactly. And then yesterday I was talking, because I said, could that really be it? And they all, three people said they had the same experience on Saturday, and the reason they were given was these Grinch meals.
It's like what happened with Snack Wraps. When Snack Wraps came back, McDonald's was just out of control.
Yeah, but what do you think it is? Because it's just a Big Mac or a chicken nugget meal. The only thing they're doing is putting it in a Grinch box. I don't know what's driving
it. You get a pair of socks with it.
You do get a pair of socks, but...
And then there's like this sprinkle salt stuff. I think it's dill pickle flavored.
Dill pickle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds delicious.
But there's something about that character... That draw, and Hobby Lobby has the same issue. They sell a lot of Grinch merchandise, and it flies off the shelves.
And that's not very Christ-like, is it? I mean, that has nothing to do with Jesus, which is supposed to be the reason for Christmas. But so celebrating the Grinch is okay, but saying season's greetings is not.
You know, but I'm trying to figure out. Well, because
the Who's from Whoville were not celebrating the birth of Christ.
You know what it is, though. It's the Dr. Seuss version.
It's Satan is what it is.
No.
Stealing the glory from the Christ.
No. It's the holiday version of or it's the Dr.
It's
Seuss
holiday.
Well, hold on. It's the Dr. Seuss version of A Christmas Carol. It's a man who's angry and evil and hates Christmas, and by the end of the story...
Did he hate Christmas, or did he hate people?
No, the Grinch hated Christmas. He didn't like
I
the songs.
I think he hated people, in all fairness. He hated... what people did to him, it just happened to have... It was associated with Christmas time, which made it especially painful for him. But really, he had the issue with people.
But didn't he dislike the music, he disliked the toys, mm-hmm. he disliked the noise, and that's why he thought if he took all the gifts away, then there would be no celebration.
Yeah, they would stop with their ridiculous singing.
Right, but it still happened. And that's what changed the man's mind. Just like Ebenezer. You know, by the way, I want to bring this up. This is another holiday story. Okay, we all go with It's a Christmas Carol. It's been redone 1,000 times. It's been done as a cartoon. It's been done on the stage. It's movies galore. But when you really think about that story, think about it. Okay, here's a man who hates Christmas, Ebenezer Scrooge. A ghost comes and tells him...
Did he hate Christmas or was he just a miser?
No, he hated Christmas. He hated Christmas, remember?
Oh.
Bah humbug.
Well, yeah, but it's just because he hated... people in life in general. It wasn't really Christmas specifically. He just hated happiness.
No, I heard in the summer he was a lovely man.
Was he?
Okay. Yeah, in the summer he was a lovely man. But, because don't you remember when his old business partner Marley comes back, he says, if you don't find a love for Christmas, you're going to be, you know, in chains
okay,
forever.
Okay, yes, okay.
Yes.
Because he was always portrayed as working through Christmas and just not caring about things that he should have cared about. He cared more about money.
Right. But think about this story. I mean, this is one of those things we all go through life. It's like the marriage vows. You know, till death do you part. Now, where does that sound dramatic? In any other language, that's like a suicide pact. But the Christmas Carol's the same thing. The Christmas Carol...
You're just getting married to a suicide.
Well, that's the language. I've heard it. It's true.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's good. That's a good one, Spears. I'm going to use... I will pass that one on, I promise.
Yeah, feel free to use that at your will. Free will.
I will.
Now, here's the same thing if you deconstruct A Christmas Carol. Because you have an angry man who doesn't like Christmas.
He's all alone.
Yeah. Visited by his old dead business partner. Who says, you're going to be visited by three ghosts. They're going to change your mind. Now, the first ghost comes and shows him his past. And that doesn't change his mind. Then they show him Christmas present. You know, Bob Cratchit and little Tiny Tim. And mm-hmm. that doesn't change his mind. And what changes his mind?
You know, and if one of those Shriners kids won't get you at Christmas time.
That's right. But think about, what changes the man's mind?
Christmas future.
Right, but what does he see that changes his mind?
Well, it's him all alone, isn't it?
No, dead. His grave.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead.
No one's there.
Okay, now here's why this doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, your past, that doesn't change your mind. What's going on in the present doesn't change your mind. You see that you're dead. Now, that changes your mind. Now, here's why this doesn't make any sense. Now,
because we're all going to die.
Well, yeah, the man now loves Christmas. Is that going to extend his life? I mean, what is this? I don't understand this.
Now, in the flip side, my birthday is very near Christmas. So, I suppose, I just have my own revelation here. I've always looked at Christmas as getting a year older. Now I'm just going to look at it as staying alive for another year. I appreciate that.
But, I mean, does that make any sense to you?
No. Now that you put it,
The man loves Christmas now, so he's not going to die. No, he's still going to die.
It wasn't the child on crutches that did it. It was the vision of his own tombstone.
Right. He's a very selfish man still, in my opinion.
Yes.
And yet... I don't know how him loving Christmas now is going to extend. He's still going to be dead.
No. But yeah, I mean, we all die. I will say that facing my own mortality changed my perspective on things, but it did. I mean, Christmas was... It didn't change, but I didn't decide to just love it all of a sudden.
But isn't even the narrator's last line is that for all the rest of his life, it could not be said that there was a man who loved Christmas more than Ebenezer Scrooge. Now, he died.
Maybe we're encompassing the spirit of Christmas. It's supposed to be implied giving and good cheer and tidings and joy and all those other things.
Yeah, but I think seeing your own tombstone could probably scare you into love anything. I love Thanksgiving. I love the parade. I love Valentine's Day.
I plan on being cremated, so there won't be a tombstone to be seen. So what about that?
Well, they'll have to show... You know? What do they call those niches? Are you going to be put in a niche?
No. I don't care where you put me. I'll be dead.
Just not around the house.
If you want to keep me on the mantle, that's fine. I think it's weird, but...
I can't with that. I don't want... See, here's Billy. You know, no, I don't want to see Billy. Billy's gone.
Mm-mm. Nope, I don't. You can sprinkle me over a canyon or... You know what? I want to be planted as one of those trees. Turn me into a tree.
You want to be down in Founders Park, what I heard.
People can eat my... What?
You want to be down in Founders Park, what I heard.
Oh, I want a shrine. Don't put my ashes there because it'll get desecrated. But I want a shrine. And no, take me somewhere cool like the beach or whatever. Like I said, I don't care. I'll be dead.
Oh, by the way, I have one more point to make. Since I'm already...
This doesn't matter. I mean, seriously, I'll be dead. What does it matter? Well, just to briefly go over this really quick. There's a funeral or a cemetery. I believe it's here in Ohio. That they have to move 16,000 graves from one side of it to the other because there's this huge drainage project that's going through. So they're moving 16,000 bodies that are like have been there for well over 100 years. And they're trying to contact the family members and all this other stuff. So cemeteries are going to become a thing of the past. They really are. Well, I guess that's kind of a pun, isn't it? They're going to become obsolete before, I'd say, within the next
4 years. Well, see, I don't like cremation.
4 years.
I don't like cremation, so I want to be buried. So I like the idea of traveling after I'm dead. Put that drainage pipe in there. Like, give me some movement.
I've been here for 100 years. Give me a different view.
That's right. I'd like to move a little bit. Maybe it's time to move to a new neighborhood. Well, they allegedly moved Eber Baker. That's another one of Marion's mysteries. I'll tell you what. You want to get clicks. Now, here's a clicker for you. You want to get those thumbs up and those whatever on the social media.
They're called reacts.
There you go. Okay, you want those. This is a mystery. This is Marion's number one true crime mystery.
Are you sure? You know who you're talking to.
I know.
Right?
Well, but this is bad. This is bad. Because
okay. And mine's good?
No, it's not good, but at least there's some resolution. This has no resolution.
Okay.
The founder of Marion, Eber Baker. The founder of Marion, Eber Baker. We know was buried in the Quarry Street Cemetery when he died. Now, the Quarry Street Cemetery was there during the cholera epidemic, and that's where the Revolutionary War veterans and Civil War veterans in Marion are buried. Now, at some point, the Quarry Street Cemetery went out of business, and they said, listen, clearance sale, time to go.
Thing of the past.
Yeah, blue tag sale, red tag sale, let's get this thing out of here. 30% off. The Marion Cemetery became... Well, I think the Marion Cemetery kind of ran them off because Quarry Street was not that big. So in any event...
It's a very small area.
Small cemetery.
Some of it, but...
Right. So in any event, people started parking their cars on the Quarry Street Cemetery...
Nice.
...during the Popcorn Festival.
Oh, my.
Yeah. But I think they have eventually put a fence up there. Although I don't think there's anything saying
there's
people...
There's no fence there. You could go park there.
The police might arrest you now.
Yeah, I just didn't realize that was ever... People ever thought that was a good idea,
Here's what happened. Somewhere along the line, somebody thought, uh-oh, we've left the founder of Marion in this...
in the hood.
Yeah, a bad place. So we need to move him... to the Marion Cemetery. So somebody decided to create the narrative that his body was exhumed and he was put in the Marion Cemetery. Now, it is true that his tombstone that was at Quarry Street is in the Marion Cemetery. But if you look through the Marion Star archives, there's never a story of his body being exhumed and moved to the Marion Cemetery. And I called the Marion Cemetery, and they have no record of anybody ever being buried in that plot. So, I don't think they ever exhumed the body.
That, or they did, and somebody kept it and buried it in their own backyard with the dog collar from Harding.
Well,
it's just one person running all that, and it's international, and now they happen to be involved in our finances.
Well, now think about this, though. Think about it. Okay, let's say you want to...
He's still there.
Well, exactly.
They just didn't want his grave desecrated.
Well, think, even if... Okay, back in Eber Baker's day, he would have been buried in a pine box. He would not have been... embalmed. So how would they have even found him?
That's what I was thinking about the 1,600 or 16,000 or how many ever people it is that they're moving from this one side of the cemetery to the other. Like, what?
Right.
If they've been there for well over 100 years, obviously, as you're saying, burial practices back then were entirely different. So what are you going to move exactly?
That's right. So my point is, I don't believe, but anybody in Marion will tell you that Eber Baker is in the Marion Cemetery because we don't like the thought of our founder being parked on. But the truth of the matter is, I believe he's still over there.
I shouldn't laugh.
What a story this is. Merry Christmas.
Season's greetings. we're mixing in history as well. Season's greetings.
But that is a mystery because there is no... The Quarry Street Cemetery books have apparently been lost to time. The Marion Cemetery has no record of anything ever being put in there. And other than that, the Marion Star has no story of him ever being exhumed. So... What are we led to believe?
That is very interesting. I've honestly not heard that story.
Yeah.
I mean, I've not heard all the details. I've heard, we don't know where he's buried, but I've not heard the pieces that don't add up.
No, but his tombstone has been moved. The original they put up a new tombstone, and then they also brought the old tombstone over from Quarry Street. That is in the Marion Cemetery, but I don't believe the body's there, because if you talk to the people at the Marion Cemetery, they will tell you that there's no record of anything ever being done with that plot.
Well, we could, I was going to say, we could figure it out, like, easily if there was something under there now with some little ground
shovels.
Detecting sonar
shovels.
Thing. Well, no. That sounds entirely too manual.
But we don't know that it's Eber Baker.
Well, what are we going to do, DNA now? I mean...
Well, they were going to dig up President Harding at one point.
Wouldn't that have been a story?
Well, I have a little part in that story that I can never really talk about, but, you know, because I know
the
great...
Will you tell us on your deathbed?
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen anytime soon.
Well, boy, this story came full circle, didn't it?
But I'll tell you what, if I am on my deathbed, I'll learn to love Christmas. You can darn well better believe that.
Love it now, Spears, and that better be the only holiday that you love, because that's the only holiday that matters in December. Other than my birthday.
I love the fruitcake toss. That's what I love. Somebody should enter Eber Baker. Let's go get him from the Quarry Street Cemetery. Have him over there.
But that has nothing to say on. The seance when it's his turn to throw.
Somebody can throw on behalf of Eber Baker.
We can find a long-lost relative. Like fifth generation. Your fruitcake toss has nothing to do with Christmas or the Christian traditions.
We have a Christmas tree out there.
That's pagan.
But it's Christmas.
But that's a pagan tradition that the Christians hijacked.
But I think we have a pastor coming.
Okay, that's good. But you see what I'm saying? It's just a seasonal event. It's not a Christmas event.
But isn't the Salvation Army...
What do ugly sweaters have to do with Christmas?
Well, I don't know.
More of a seasonal thing?
I don't know what fake tans have to do with Christmas, but they get them by the truckload during the holiday time.
Apparently, you still haven't figured out much about spray tan. I used to go get the spray tans because I have incredibly white skin, and when you go places, your skin just glows, and now I don't care anymore. But it's far less nefarious, whatever you think is going on over there. I don't know. Maybe it's not. But spray tan's not that big a deal.
It has a little bit of a smell, I'll tell you that.
But it does have a smell.
Yes.
I think it's honestly, the stuff that I used to get sprayed with had like a beet juice base. So it was like natural, organic type stuff. But you're back to your fruitcake toss. It's not Christmas related. What Christian type activities? Are we going to sing hymns or light candles? Or
I believe we're going to sing some hymns. Yes, I believe so. You know, and I think also, by the way,
you're going to have a nativity scene. Who's going to play the baby Jesus?
Well, we haven't decided yet, but I think it'll
be... Can I be the Virgin Mary?
Well, why not? Why not?
Why
you
not?
Know what? Casting is casting.
Okay. Here's
what I think. Because I saw the plaques this morning for the first time, and you are called the champion chucker if you win this thing. And say that very carefully. Now, the point is that... Larry Barnett will be getting his plaque that night, his Upper Crust Society plaque, and his commemoration of 50 years of being his life being threatened in 1975 for a bad call at the World Series. And here's what I think. I think as we present Larry with this plaque, we should sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, man. I'll have to brush up on all the words.
Because, it's not exactly a Christmas tune, but I think that would be apropos.
It's season's greetings. We can pick whatever season we want it to be. It can be baseball season. See?
Right,
you know, and then if we want it to be Christmas season and do that, I suppose we could light a menorah if somebody had one.
Well,
we're including everybody. Bring
Listen.
Your ugly sweater, bring your Christian friend, go round up a Hindu if you can find one in Marion, and just bring them. Let's air our grievances, and let's love one another. At the
well,
same
if Vivek Ramaswamy makes it in, there you go.
What? Oh, my goodness.
See? You didn't know.
No.
By the way, did you contact Ben and Wesley?
I told you I wasn't handling the Weslin thing. I will get a hold of Ben. I did get a hold of Amy Parker for Peanut Butter and Jelly Truck.
So you don't. Listen, all I know is Wesley would be a nice addition to the fruitcake toss.
Well, there's plenty of people that love her that should be sending her messages. Or if she sent her a message, I mean, she's a fan of your show. Now, listen, I'm going to drop this bit of tidbit of information before it goes public.
Holiday gossip.
Because this is proof of the silent sabotage.
Oh, here
okay?
we go.
Uh-oh. It's real, okay?
Here we are.
So, Weslyn Davis had an event last Monday at the Bucci's, the Italian restaurant. They have a little party space up there. And it was, I don't know if it was sponsored or endorsed or whatever, but by most of city council that'll still be there, including Ralph Smith. Okay, so she had her little shindig, her I'm running for, because I don't think they could announce till December that they were running, their actual intentions. Or have fundraisers or whatever. So she had her first official I'm running fundraiser, and Ralph Smith was there. Well, Ben Weber came to Marion and spoke at the Republican headquarters, and Ralph Smith was there.
Mm.
So there's your silent sabotage.
Oh.
Who's he for? Who's he against? Now, Weslyn was up here campaigning for him, but he was front and center for Ben. So is he a traitor or is he a plant?
You know, I didn't get invited to either one of those events. So and Ralph made it to both. So there you go.
You had to pay. So
well, then I'm better off just to stay away. I don't need to. I went to the community foundation.
You went to the Free Seasons greetings party.
And they had a good buffet. Hey, Matt is singing, "Can we sing Mary Did You Know?" There you go.
Ooh. But
Matt will lead us in Mary Did You Know.
Only if I'm the Virgin Mary.
But now take me out to the ball game. I hope the crowd knows it.
I think I know about 95% of it. Not a baseball fan, but still know it.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
I think we should throw together a nativity scene. I don't know who baby Jesus is going to be, though. Matt?
I don't know if baby Jesus' hair was that long.
Well, I don't know if it was blonde when he was grown either, but pictures portray it that way.
We'll see how it works out. It's going to be a big night.
I can borrow a baby doll from a kid.
Buckeye Donuts.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we need a nativity scene.
Salvation Army bell ringer.
That's a nice touch. And I assume they'll be taking donations.
I assume they will. They'll have a kettle out there.
Okay, good.
It's good. And
some cash.
And all night we'll hear that. Ka-ching, 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 you know, that bell.
Oh, to God, it's not all night, because then I'll have to leave early.
No. That'll be the great background music for Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Okay, maybe I'll pay the bell ringer not to ring the bell.
It's going
to
be good. It's going to be good. Get ready.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. We've got about 7 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Hey, don't forget there's a city council meeting tonight. They're going to discuss passing the quarterly budget, which that should be interesting. You know, it was listed somewhere as they were going to have a debate about the quarterly budget. So we'll see how that all goes. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Good morning. This is Dr. Ubesu Bubi. Are you having an event for Hindu people?
Well, open to all people.
Well, good, because in India, Hinduism is the largest religion, followed by Islam, Christianity, Sikhism, Buddhism, and Jainism.
Can you throw a fruit cake?
Can we throw a fruit cake? No, but we can throw dead monkey brain on a stick.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Thanks. Well, see, you never know who's listening to this particular program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. Would you like to nominate somebody for the big fruitcake toss Thursday night, December the 11th, 7 p.m., right here at the station? It's going to be a show, I'll tell you. We got the Buckeye Donuts. We got the Salvation Army bell ringer. We've got the Christmas tree from the Y-Men. We're giving that to the homeless shelter when we're done. We've got a kettle out here that night. It's going to be an event of epic proportions. And I believe hot chocolate and coffee and water, I believe. Would you like to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss? Or who do you think is going to win this thing? 740-383-9944. That's what I wonder. Go ahead, caller.
Mary, did you know, but we changed the lyrics to Stoneburner and parliamentary procedure. Mary, did you know you should have banged the gavel then?
You should invite her tonight. Thanks. Bye-bye. Invite Mary Stoneburner over to the fruitcake toss. I'm sure she'd enjoy tossing a fruitcake. It is the thing to do this holiday season. 55 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Hey, by the way, Adam's got a good show coming up next hour. I believe it's a chat about broadcasting with a broadcaster who's very big in the Chicago area. So that's very good. Tune in next hour to Adam the Computer Guy, 9:15 or 10:15 until 11 a.m. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, any thoughts on the fruitcake toss or the holidays? What else do we got going here? Well, again, the city council meeting tonight, second floor, City Hall. The discussion tonight, I guess, mainly will be about the budget, passing a quarterly budget with the budget that is not doing so well, not doing so hot in the Marion area. I about said Mary, did you know? But not doing so hot in the Marion area. So that's a thing that'll be going on tonight. Has anybody actually had the Grinch meal? I haven't had the Grinch meal, so I don't really know about that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I tried to call Andrew from Andrew's Facebook.
Oh, he'd be good.
See if he might want to do it, but they're closed today.
Oh, well, maybe you'll have to try him tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll try him tomorrow and see what happens.
I'll put him down, just, you know, Andrew from... Andrew Schwartz, I believe, is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 years, I think, they celebrated this past week.
Been there a long time.
I think 30 years of operation is what I heard. So he'd be good to have come on.
Yeah. Well, you had him on your show before, so.
I did, and I like Andrew. Andrew's a good guy.
Yeah. We'll just see what happens.
Hey, thanks. Now, see, there's a good entrant we did not think about. We've got to think about these entrants that we're leaving off because we're desperately running out of time because the fruitcake toss is Thursday night at 7 p.m. here, 685 Delaware Avenue in the back parking lot. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the fruitcake toss? Any thoughts on Christmas? Any nominations you want to weigh in with? We got a couple minutes left here in the program. Go ahead, caller.
Have we asked Abby from the Marion Star?
No, you should ask her as well.
I will ask her this evening. Do you think she's going to cover the event? Has she spoken with you about it? Because if she's going to be there, she needs to fling a fruitcake. That's just all there is to it.
Well, that is true. I believe she is going to cover it. She did last year.
Okay, well, yeah. I will speak with her this evening and tell her that she has been nominated, so warm it up, sister.
Well, hey, I just had somebody on my mind there. Scott Kreider.
I'll talk to Scott tonight.
Yeah.
I guess a little bit of a short notice, but, I mean, if Abby was already going to be there, I was going to say we had to enter her into the contest. But, yeah, I'll see what Kreider has to say tonight.
That'll be good. We'll see how that goes.
Bye,
oh,
Scott.
You know who else we're missing? Tommy Reese.
Who?
Tommy Reese.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You've got to ask somebody. Stop leaving it up to everybody else. I'll hit Kreider and Abby and Ben Weber. Goodness, I'm party planning for this now.
Well, just ask Tommy when he comes in. I think Tommy'd be great.
I think we should.
You said you wanted You said you wanted somebody, a preacher there.
No, you already said there was one coming.
Yeah, but this will be two. We'll really have it covered.
I can handle two. I don't know if I can handle two in the same spot.
It'd be good. If Miranda's in, you got to put Tommy in.
Well, I'll invite Miranda. Miranda, if you're listening, honey, you're invited. But we'll invite you tonight, legit. I feel like I'm going to need to start making little invitations. You're cordially invited to.
You have to. Pass out cards.
Sing fruitcake.
Pass out business cards tonight.
Business cards.
Thanks.
Hey, I just want to say, on a totally, completely off different note, the city's broke, but I'm 1 week away from deposition day, so this time I won't be listening, Scott. I'll be all fancied up in my suit, swearing under oath, testifying.
Oh, well, that'll be interesting, so there you go.
It'll be fun. Yeah, so we'll get all boozed up at the fruitcake toss, so it'll make for a nice segue into Monday.
Make sure you have a Buckeye donut.
I don't know about all that.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the program today. We'll be back tomorrow with much more fruitcake toss talk. And, you know, we want everybody to, we want to be an inclusive event. We want all invited. So if you want to invite somebody, get back with us tomorrow. Feel free, 7 p.m. Thursday night, 685 Delaware Avenue. For this day, hey, stay tuned. Adam's got a good program coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
So we'll write to the Sun newspaper. Maybe they can tell you. And she did.